This week on the 20th episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Guys, I think we need to raise your glass and a quick toast to episode 20.
Cheers.
Episode 20.
Slancha.
The guys reach a milestone, but there's no time for celebration.
You fools, stop drinking and smoking. Get to the Homespring Beacon now.
A powerful new spell turns the tide.
Oh,
oh my God.
Shitting me!
And Galebris pulls off one of the greatest moves in the history of the show.
I recently became an uncle, and that was really a proud moment for me. This is great. This is a really close second.
Will it be enough to survive the charge?
Now you hear the loudest sound you've heard yet. Hooves, horses.
The adventure continues now.
Hey guys, welcome to another week of the Glass Cannon Podcast. This is Grant Berger, aka Baron Redheart. I just got back from a wedding in Asheville, North Carolina, which made me think a lot about beginnings and endings. When I was a kid, I used to try to hide any semblance of a Texan accent or anything Southern because I thought people would think I would be stupid. And then I moved up north and everyone said I had no accent. Great. As soon as I got into the drive-in for Bojangles Fried Chicken in North Carolina, I said, thanks so much, ma'am. And my wife said, a switch turned on. And I turned to her and I said I didn't even notice. And everyone at the wedding also told me that, you know, I had it and I just didn't notice it because we're used to how it sounds. And so that made me think about making a character in a role-playing game like Pathfinder. A lot of times you want to be everything you could never be, something incredibly fantastical. A 6'6", 260-pound orc like Lork. A crazy witch that can hex people with a pet scorpion. A hostage and perhaps sexual assault victim. Galabras. And I wanted to be something I could never be, which is a dwarf. I'm a 6'4", very large man. So I wanted to know what it would be like to be able to buy a Ferrari. Basically, what I'm saying is that at the same time I embrace the fantastical and the new and the things that I could never be, I also wanted to embrace the things that were always a part of me that I tried to hide away. And I think that's something that you can always think about in making a character. And it's fun to embrace parts of your own persona and identity and enhance them to a level that you can kind of... It's kind of like being a psychologist with yourself as you play and thinking about what makes you tick, but inserting that into another character. So when you're making your characters, you know, when I was a kid, I hated myself, wanted to get away from myself, but always think about a little bit of yourself that you might want to put in because I think that'll make it more enjoyable for you. Anyway, on to this episode. We're continuing the Battle of Blood March Hill, hiding behind barricades, trying to kill every last wave of orc out there. Let's see how we do. In episode 20.
Guys, I think we need to raise your glass and a quick toast to episode 20.
Cheers.
Episode 20!
Omas won't be drinking, for obvious reasons. All right, so we finished last episode with these three gigantic, beefy pro... They look like middle linebackers or linemen. These big fucking orcs with their shotels and the pilums coming out of their
back. And what's the shotel again?
It looks like a sickle, but it's just like a handle with a hook. And it's the kind of thing you would use to get around someone's guard.
Oh my God.
Shield.
I remember it's from Dark Souls. The shotel. Yeah, it would get around your shield. It was so annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Showtel, California.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Possible name of the episode. Think about that. Showtel, California.
Skid's laughing. You can't see him, but he's laughing.
Nobody loves a pun more than Skid.
King of all puns.
Okay, so you got three of those bastards, and then you got the orc beast tamer with a bag full of heads of Lork's buddies, probably, his old poker pals, and a giant monitor lizard.
Can you give me a perspective on the monitor lizard? How big is the monitor lizard?
I would say, like I said, it's like the size of Omas. So it would come like standing. If it goes up on its hind legs, it is as tall as Omas.
And how long is it? Is it like 10 feet long or something?
Well, the tail ridiculous? The tail makes up its length. You know, it still only takes up a 5 foot space. But like the tail, whipping around in the back. Right. And it's got those kind of like gills, you know, that come out from the side.
From
like,
Jurassic Park.
I never saw that, but yeah, that movie.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think it was in the trailer.
You're fucking ridiculous.
Oh, fucking garbage.
Oh, dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, wait. The well-known failure, Jurassic Park.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Jurassic Park?
Never seen Jurassic Park.
All right, let's cut the episode and just watch Jurassic Park.
We'll click back on in a second.
Nothing could interest me more. Or less, rather.
Oh, my God, you're such...
It's
fool. Not plenty of those
you're a fool,
is the word.
I've never seen Jaws, but that's just because...
That's much worse, because that's actually a great film.
Jurassic Park is a great movie.
Jurassic Park is a movie.
No, it's a great... How are you saying you've never seen it? It is a great movie.
I just can't. I can't get into it.
The movies you reference that you say are great movies on this podcast pale in comparison to Jurassic Park.
Well, you have to fight one of these things, except that...
It's a Dilophosaurus in the movie.
It's not CGI.
Dilophosaurus. Thank you. It is a Dilophosaurus.
Thank you, Matthew.
It kills Wayne Knight in the movie.
Yes. Spoilers. Oh, no.
Well, he doesn't know who Wayne Knight is, so that's fine.
It's Newman.
Oh, fuck. All right, I ruined...
Newman.
I ruined the end of the first act. I'm sorry.
The Wayne Knight rises.
Hey, look. Jurassic Park is...
Fucker. You're
stealing all Skid's puns.
We're having a great time, huh?
Jurassic Park is not as good as Troy's favorite movie, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
No, I like the second one better than the first.
Mall Cop harder.
Still copping. All right, so
three offensive linemen.
Three offensive linemen
from the Denver Broncos and
Orc Beast Tamer.
Go Broncos!
With a bag full of Trinawan heads. And a monitor lizard that is resembling of a CGI character from a shitty movie. So, first things first, the orcs, and as you can see, they've all come up, and as far as you can tell, none of them have seen Omast, who is standing about 15 feet away from the monitor lizard and the beast tamer, and he's just got like... hands against the Kremlin tower.
Fuck.
And he's given you and Lork and Baron a look like, get over here. We need to do some tactical
battle. He is behind enemy lines.
I'm totally okay with him dying.
No, you are. You and Galabras have no love for Omast. The shield breakers, fthoom, 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 one at a time, they each throw a pilum at Galabras, Lork, and Gormley.
We had ready to action.
We were staring at the door.
Oh,
we didn't even roll initiative.
But this is still active combat. This is round 13.
Oh, okay, all right. Sure, whatever you want.
You cheating fuck.
You had ready to actions to fire.
Yeah, I had my longbow. He gave me a bit of luck, remember?
Okay, go for it.
All right, I'll just fire at the lead dude.
And Gormley had a ready action with the crossbow as well.
So this is going to change you in the initiative order.
You're shooting two, right? Double arrows?
Yeah, two arrows.
You could ready two actions?
Rapid shot.
Yes. No, you're right. I cannot. So I can only shoot once.
Nice try, Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you can only ready a standard action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'll shoot in a month.
That's the whole reason I gave you the bit of luck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could just save it.
Yeah, I'll save it.
I think you're better off saving it. So basically, the idea is like...
if you would use it,
he figures out, he realizes that like if he sets himself, aims for another second, he can get a better shot. But while he waits, they throw.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I'm never getting back these 2 minutes.
Baron, did you have a ready to action?
I did not.
Gormley, you did have a ready to action. Do you choose to use it, or do you choose to accept your fate?
I choose to accept my fate.
Perhaps.
All right, here we go.
Wise decision. Pilum 1, thoom, comes straight at Galabras. 20 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
With the cover?
Yeah, we're right up on it.
Yes.
Still standing behind this barricade.
Okay, yep, okay. Here is the cover. 65.
That's the same as last time.
Oh boy. So, you guys are standing right there, and you just see Galabras get hit maybe inches from his heart. Gets hit for 11 points of damage.
Ow.
Oh, fuck.
The next one comes at Lork. I believe. Yep.
Lorgar Tusk.
And it misses.
Yeah.
And then the next one comes at Gormley. 22.
That hits.
22. The two casters get hit, of course. Let me roll for cover. They make cover, 98. And hits you right. You just pulled out the arrow wound. It hits you directly in the same arrow wound for 7 points of damage.
I thought you were going to say 98 points of damage, and he just exploded.
It just exploded. Lork is covered in Gormley.
Gormley is hit by a mini nuke for 98 points of damage.
Fallout 3, where are you?
The Beast Tamer kind of steps to the side here, notices Omast, and chucks. Actually,
wait, does he get a stealth check to try to avoid being noticed?
Yeah. I rolled all these checks between episodes. So as she takes a step over, she notices Omast and starts making her way towards him. And the monitor lizard, meanwhile, rushes up towards the barricade. Just like... And now it is... Oh, the Pompadour's dead. It is Lork's turn.
Okay, Lork will fire at the lead big dude with the spears that the throne.
Double, one. double.
Standing in the middle.
Bit of luck.
That is a hit. It's a 22.
That is a hit.
And it's 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
And he goes again. Yes. 17 to hit.
Also a hit.
And that's 6 points of damage.
There you go.
So you've done 7 altogether?
10 altogether.
There's 4 and 3. No?
I just said 6.
4 and 6?
Didn't I say 6?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Again, he is Omas from. He just...
So how many altogether? You said 10?
10 altogether. 2 arrows.
Swoom, 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 swoom.
Okay. He's still standing.
Bring him down. Bring him down.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Baron. Just like a mother's womb.
That doesn't make any sense.
Baron?
Baron's going to ready an action.
What?
I had time. I was just...
A mother's womb is, by definition, not barren.
No, not if you have, like, some messed up...
All right, yeah. Let's not start explaining biology.
Okay, all right. All right.
Action. Roll of heels.
Okay. Skid is ready to be an uncle, by the way.
That's right. This is stupid, and you can totally say no. Can I do a retroactive free action knowledge on these guys? Is it knowledge local? Just to know if, like, they're... weak to something or
that's
one
stupid.
Of their abilities or whatever.
Too late.
It's knowledge local. Yeah, you can roll it.
I have such a shitty knowledge local, I'll fail. Yeah,
you're
I
just
fail.
Excited because you have
no, you can roll twice.
Oh.
You're right. Up, 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 up.
Ooh,
19.
19, yeah.
One piece bit of luck. One piece of useful information.
They are sensitive to light.
Good to know. Thank you.
So, I load a flare cartridge into my gun as a swift action, and I'd like to do a survival check onto the lizard to see if it has any weaknesses or anything
is
like that.
Is that knowledge niche?
That's going to be knowledge nature. Nature.
Knowledge nature. Knowledge nature.
Okay, so I ready an action then to shoot a flare at a group of people once they get within 20 feet of us.
Fair enough. At a group, or
yeah,
like
I only
if they don't all continue moving.
I only want to do it to a group of orcs or a group of enemies. So
you
I
say
get,
if two or more, for example, get within range, you're gonna go shoot a flare cartridge. All right, so you are readying that action, Gormley.
Gormley is gonna. How far out of range are we? Can I do an untrained knowledge?
50 feet away.
Can I do an untrained knowledge nature? Because you let people do untrained.
I'm gonna
knowledge
do a knowledge nature right now.
Earlier.
Fine. I'm gonna as a free action. I'm gonna roll knowledge nature on the lizard. Put you on there. Right? That's not really gonna help us that much. It's a 11.
11's not gonna tell you anything, buddy.
You're so stupid.
All right.
Clearly, there were no monitor lizards in that cave you call a home.
There was just
there were it? Scorpions.
There was scorpions and the rock.
I don't know if you know this. The scorpions are not related to lizards at all.
Gormley's going to evil eye the monitor lizard then.
Okay.
It won't work.
No?
Oh, no. Will it?
It's got
no,
a brain.
It should. No.
We haven't tested it yet. We haven't tested it yet on an animal.
It should try work.
Oh, it worked on the wolf.
That's true. Yeah.
Worked on animals. It worked on the spider, too, I think.
As long as it's not.
No, it didn't. Insect brains. All right,
so give it a shot.
Evil eye the monitor lizard.
We'll save there, Troy.
Okay. It fails. It's will save.
So, -2 to its attack roll for 6 rounds.
Ooh!
Thank you, witch.
Actually, she's going to cackle and make that 7.
Go for it.
Fucking go for
Might
it.
Might as well. Oh, no, you can't.
Why not?
It's got to be within 30 feet, and it is not.
So I can't roll the... Oh, it's not...
Yeah, the cackle. Lizard? Didn't you say the cackle has to be within 30
feet? So does the evil eye.
Oh, we're not really?
Yeah.
No, you're not within 30 feet.
You son of a bitch.
All right, then I'll ready in action.
Yes.
No?
Yes, you are. I'm sorry. I tried to eyeball it. You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine. Good. Go 7 rounds.
It. 7 rounds.
It could also move.
It was right at the end of 30 feet. Yeah.
-2 to attack for 7 rounds. Nice job. Okay, Galabras.
Galabras is going to use a spell. First level spell.
Whoa!
He has not cast a spell for quite a while. But he has a spell called Murderous Command.
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh.
So he's going to focus on the orc next to the orc that got shot with the arrows.
The guy behind the guy?
The orc shot with the arrows. Fix him with his gaze. And say, kill him. DC 14 will save. If he fails, he attacks his companion.
Okay, and this is the guy to the left of the guy?
Yeah.
That Lork shot at?
Well, no, closest to him, right next to him. There's another guy right next to him.
Oh, the guy in the middle, the one that Lork attacked.
No, the guy next to... Yeah.
Him. Okay.
Yeah. The guy closest to the guy that Lork attacked.
All right, so it's a
Before you roll, I'm going to throw in a bottle cap on this.
Oh, yeah!
When did you get that?
I got it for my...
Acrobatics for sliding between the guy's legs.
Remember at the, I think that was wave one of the arms.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was for a daring move.
He like dragged his fingernail across his thigh.
Oh, that's right.
A weirdo.
All right.
So disadvantage to you, Troy.
Disadvantage to Troy.
So it's a will save DC 14. I got to roll twice and take the lower result. Oh boy. I rolled a adjusted 14. Which would be a save. And an adjusted 11.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Oh, thank you, Beth. That's awesome. I love when we do shit
like
that.
Thank you. Thank you. That's teamwork. That's
what is that spell
buddy.
Called again?
Murderous Command.
And this is what it sounds like.
Murderous Command!
This is what it sounds like. As it rips through the air.
It's like the voice of Saruman.
So how many rounds does that last?
His next action, his next round, has to be devoted to trying to kill...
Oh, so that's just one round he has to attack his buddy.
Yeah.
So what happens if
what
he
a
had...
a show tell!
If he had saved... if he had saved, he would have negated it.
Yeah, nothing.
That's a lot of those spells. It's like a 50-50 shot. That one worked. Thanks to your disadvantage.
So you guys hear this, like, this his voice, Galabras' voice change. Like, you hear this, like, eerie, like, booming... sound coming out of him, like as he casts the spell, and you hear this change his voice, like, kill him.
I was,
that's
I
so
was
cool.
Thinking today how great it was that we had a buffer and a debuffer, because normally clerics are the go-to kind of
support
that heals you and buffs the characters, and normally the other caster is a damage dealer,
mm-hmm.
Gormley will get there, obviously, but for the time being, her main role is to give terrible status effects to our enemies,
which
and that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the fact we have, you know, Joe said both ends of a magnet in another episode, but two sides of the same coin is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'm going to cackle to extend it around.
it's Omas' turn, and Omas takes a swing at the orc beast tamer, who's up in his john, and he rolled a 2, so he missed the orc beast tamer. It's going to be the end of the round, unless Baron... You're still readying this action. Okay, so that holds until it comes to your turn again. Round 14! 14!
Insane.
First thing that happens, you see the orc shield breaker in the back, just kind of like look completely strange, and he swings his Chotel out at the guy in the front. Critical threat.
Oh my god, you have to be
shitting me!
This is the greatest thing that has ever happened in my life. Please let him confirm.
Galabras.
Confirm.
Yes! Yes!
And you know what? And since it's under your control, we'll do the critical card.
Yes! That's
even though it's
awesome.
Not a named All character.
Right. Do you want me to read it? Or
sure. I'm assuming Chotel is a slashing weapon.
Slashing.
But
I think it's a good one. Okay, this critical is called Swing Through. Double damage and one free attack against an adjacent foe at the same bonus. So he attacks him again.
Yeah, it would be him again. Okay, so how much damage?
Oh, wait.
Oh, and that's me. I know the damage.
Never mind. No. It's if the other guy... Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay. Joe just moved the...
Well, he had to move up to swing at him anyway. He wasn't Jason.
It wasn't him. It was the other guy.
Okay. No. It's just double damage.
Yeah, it was just double damage.
So it's double damage.
Yeah.
Double damage? 18 points
yes!
of damage.
Yes! There we go.
Oh, right. Kills him. He kills him.
Yes!
Oh! He outright kills him.
Yes!
That so takes him so huge
below his con.
He bow to the will of Desna.
He literally nice. Swings through him.
That is insane. So you see the orc shield breaker that Lork was shooting at, he's all ready to take his move, and then all of a sudden the guy behind him is like, takes his Chotel and just rips his arm off, and the guy bleeds out and dies.
Lork looks to his left past Gormley, looks to his right. Galabras is right next to him. He just heard this creepy voice come out of him. He looks to his right and just, he doesn't even have the words. He just gives him this look like this inquisitive eyebrow.
Don't worry, Grant's taking a picture of his eyebrow.
No,
right
it's
now.
Video. Video.
Okay, great. Okay.
He just looks like a total asshole. Yeah.
I have to say, like, quickly, like, I recently became an uncle, and that was really a proud moment for me. This is great. This is a really close second.
That's awesome.
All right.
This is amazing.
I think there's a good chance that was the best use of that spell in the history of Pathfinder.
In the history of that spell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, any
well,
game.
It's a new, I think it's a
worldwide.
New.
Worldwide.
It's like ultimate magic, so it's a new spell anyway, so yeah.
All right.
Insanity.
Insanity. Yeah. Okay, so the one remaining orc there, he double moves over the barricade and is coming at you guys. He is now in between the east and the western barricade. And now the lizard climbs over.
Does that activate Baron's ready to action?
It should.
Sure does. As the monitor lizard runs by the other guy.
As the monitor lizard runs by, that puts two people
ally.
Within range.
Yep.
Okay, so the monitor lizard goes up as far as it can, and then Baron fires
the flare.
Right before the lizard's move, Baron.
Baron's going to fire at the person further away.
Okay, that'd be New York.
And he is going to roll a goddamn 22.
Nice. That is a hit.
And he is going to do 4 points of damage, do a DC, I want to say 14 fortitude check.
The orc passed. Let me see about the... Now, does the lizard have to roll that? Or?
No. It's a DC 15, actually.
He still passed.
Okay. So they are both dazzled.
They're both dazzled.
That's -3 to the monitor lizard.
Speaking of dazzle, we got DJ Splash Dazzle on the ones and twos over here. Bringing you all a Sirenscape.
Bringing you all a little Sirenscape.
So they're both dazzled for how many rounds? But we can figure it out.
Yeah, keep on going. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, the lizard... the dazzled lizard, what is that, a -1 to attack?
-1 to hit.
And he already has -2 to attack, so he's a -3 to attack, and this is, I mean, just great. Great work on you guys' part. It's going to try and bite Baron.
It can do a melee attack through the barricade because it's only 3 feet tall. Is that the idea?
because the barricade's only 3 feet tall? Or
because the barricade's only 3 feet tall.
Okay.
He's going to, like, try and get over. But he's got a minus three, so it's going to be a tough one. Definitely missed.
All right.
Definitely
beautiful.
Missed.
Weeks. Perfect use. Teamwork.
You guys are playing this like champs. Lork, you're up.
Okay.
Omath is like, get over here!
Okay, Lork is going to... he's going to shoot at the same orc that Baron shot with the flare cartridge. He's going to shoot twice.
Shoot twice.
With his...
what do you just get a minus AC to enact this? Or you can just
minus
follow.
To hit. Joe, minus do you want to hold and like I can give you a bit of luck
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I'll hold until Galabras gives me a bit of luck.
Okay, so you are delaying. And it's Gormley's turn.
Gormley will evil eye that same orc.
The self-same orc?
The one who is currently... Who just got hit by the flare cartridge.
Okay.
What do we call them? Because they're not regular orcs.
They're orc shield breakers.
Yeah, let's not let anyone forget. Ooh. These guys are badass.
And he succeeded. 18.
All right. So for one round, he's got a minus two to his AC. And I'm going to cackle to extend that to two rounds.
Two rounds, minus two to the AC.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Okay. All right. And now it's Galabras' turn.
Galabras will slap Lork on the back.
Slap Lork on the penis.
Kill them.
I love it. Bit of luck.
All right, so you give him
so
a bit of luck.
At that point, I just go right away.
And now, Lork, you are
I'm firing at the guy
in the initiative order now to after yeah. Galabras.
And I'll fire at the guy who just who Gormley just evil eyed, who Baron just hit with the flare, who's dazzled. That's a 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
4 points of damage. And then again, there's one die missed. Second die, natural 20.
Get out of town.
I love you, bit of luck. Love you so much. Natural 18 to confirm.
Yes!
Confirm. Times three, longbow.
Oh, yes! That's times three!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So the times three, what we're saying is the criticals for like weapons like a sword or...
A general critical.
A general critical is you get double damage. We use cards, but you get double damage. With anything like a longbow, anything with precise... pinpoint accuracy like that. The idea is like if it's an arrow, you probably put it right in his eye or something, so it's triple damage. The way we equate that in cards is you get to pull two and choose the better one.
This is piercing damage?
Yeah, piercing damage. So I just... this is what it sounded like. And I just lodged an arrow in his bone. Double damage and 2 points of bleed.
Yes!
So bleed damage means he takes two every round until he dies, unless he gets a DC 20 heal check. I don't think the monitor lizard is going to heal him. Am I right? Am I right?
The monitor lizard is actually a registered nurse.
Right.
So this is very dangerous.
You have a chance to outright kill him, depending on your damage roll.
Right, I rolled it. It's eight. Eight damage.
Eight damage, okay.
And two bleed, so that's actually ten for the round.
So he did not die from the original damage, but it hits the bone, and he like...
Lodges in.
He crumbles down to one knee, and then all of a sudden, he pulls the arrow out, and you can tell that the arrow hit a vein because all of a sudden it just shoots blood out, covering the monitor lizard, and he dies.
Yeah! Oh.
Yes!
That was the first D20 in that roll was a 3. I rolled it again for a bit of luck, and
bit
it was a natural 20.
Bit of luck. You know what, Skid? You get a bottle cap.
Yeah!
You've been doing great over there.
I am feeling my best I've ever felt in my life.
Show me the bottle cap.
Oh. Hey, look at the bottle cap, look!
And now...
Grant's doing video.
Your old buddy Omast is going to try to attack the Orc Beast Tamer. Or he misses again! He misses again and rolled a 3.
Come on, Omast.
He's getting a little fatigued.
And you don't understand, he has a huge bonus to hit. So Omast is struggling. And now it is round 15. The Orc Shieldbreaker that was under Galabras' control, it like shakes out of it. It's like, what is going on? And he sees his friend who has his arm chopped off, completely dead, bleeding out. He looks up and sees another orc, his other buddy, who just squirted blood all over the monitor lizard and is now dead. And he's alone. He's got the beast tamer behind him and Omas and the lizard. And so he charges through the opening, because don't forget the barricade broke down here, and he charges straight at Lork. Now, granted, there is a fence there, so I'm going to give you the cover bonus where you're behind that, but he's coming straight at you with a Showtell. The Showtell California.
Show, don't tell.
23 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, let me roll for cover. Made the cover with a 40. So he comes running up. Ah, you killed my friends!
Ah, I say, you killed your friend!
I don't remember
Does
anything.
He change his mind?
Oh, well then, perhaps we should get some tea. 11 points of damage.
Oh,
that Showtell cuts you right across your bear's skin that's showing through your
armor.
What's
a Showtell? Could you describe like what a Showtell is?
It's like a sickle. It's like a hook almost that just you just hold the what would you call it? The handle, and then from the handle is just this like fisherman's hook.
It's like okay. The idea is that it swings around a shield.
Right. Okay.
So
right.
You can swing straight laterally at a shield, and it'll go around and cut the arm that's
holding
the shield.
Kind of looks like a half moon.
It reminds me of what Lobo used. You remember Lobo from the DC universe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weapon of Abyssinian nature.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. Abyssinian.
Okay. Do you have any other Abyssinian culture facts to share with our listeners?
Philip K. Dick facts will not be replaced by Abyssinian culture facts.
Do not usurp my fact moment.
I still have Philip K. Dick facts ready to go.
I'd like to hear them.
I know. Maybe
it's
not.
It's
got to
be the right time. Right time. Post battle.
Troy, I have a question for you.
Go for it. Sweating.
Yeah, I need to know if from the time battle commenced, have we passed a half hour of time?
From the time these waves of orcs started coming, you have not.
Okay.
You have not.
So I chugged bull strength and bark skin. Bull strength three.
It's been 15 rounds.
So you're technically keeping me by round, so then I should still have bull strength, which is 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in the second minute.
Yeah, yep. You're good. You're
wow,
good.
This all happened so fast.
Yeah, so Lorik is really is Groot right now because he's like super strong
and bark skinned.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think this is like three episodes of the podcast, but it's really all happening in like 2.5 minutes.
Right, it is. That is the way D&D is, you know?
Pathfinder. So, whose fucking turn is it? Oh, the Beast Tamer. So the Beast Tamer attacks Omast Ephraim and misses from.
Yes.
Nice.
You'll be glad.
They're having a little standoff.
A little tete-a-tete. Baron.
Did you know that Philip K. Dick was buried in Riverside Cemetery, Fort Morgan, Morgan County, Colorado?
You know what?
USA Plot Section K, Block 1, Lot 56?
Grant, like, I'm not even kidding. You stole my exact fucking dick bag.
Stole it!
I have never been angry in my life.
He was so happy.
I had a whole
swing. I'm happy to sad.
Of all the dick facts that you could have stolen from me, I have two prepared. You took half of my dick facts that I have prepared.
You chopped off half of his dick facts.
I feel I've been circumcised.
So, Baron takes a 5-foot step back, and he rolls a 17 against touch AC. Up close and deadly. Sorry.
And you also have to roll the barrier. So, cover. 20%.
Do I roll it, or does he roll it?
You roll it.
Do we have the dice?
Because the lizard is behind the barrier.
I got it right here for you.
Just roll it.
You just believe me. You rolled it. You got it. 71.
Okay, so I do 7 points of damage plus 5. I do 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage.
That's 12.
God damn it again.
I mean, it's a fact.
I mean,
it's not an opinion.
Who's counting?
And I say, there's no thunder without lightning.
Do you just have a list of things to say?
No. Yes.
He just comes up with these spontaneously.
All right. The lizard jumps over the last barricade. This is the first creature that has gotten past both barricades. And it now goes to bite with a -3 to attack. Or no, just -2, I think. What gave it the extra -1 last time?
Dazzled.
Dazzled
from my flare.
Oh, dazzled. Is it still dazzled? We didn't.
It's
find
one
that.
Round.
Okay,
it's one
so
round.
It's no longer.
Oh, it's one round.
So -2 to attack, goes to bite you. Critical threat.
Oh,
not even
see that? It swings both ways.
20 on
swings
the die.
Both ways.
You pick up the die and show it to him. That is no way to prove that you rolled a 20. And you could roll it to whatever you want.
I confirmed it with a 1. So it did not.
Okay.
It's just a hit, which is just as bad. Okay. Couple things are going to happen.
Yeah. Here we go with the
so it
six.
Bites you. It sinks its fangs in for max damage, does 12 points of damage. And it does it immediately, if it has grab, does it immediately grab or it immediately gets a free chance
it
to
gets
grab?
A free chance to grab.
Okay, so then it goes.
So Troy's going to roll another die right now to see if it actually grabs him, and then we'll limit Baron's movement next round.
So it tries to grapple you against your CMD, got a 21.
Oh, fuck, 19.
Yep.
All right, so it just jumps on you.
Wait. The Shield of Faith boosts your CMD too, I think, but it's still working.
And now I need you to roll.
I think that it's taking that into
a fortitude save.
Hold on.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're grappled. All right, so
so this thing jumps on you, bites you, sinks its fangs in, and is like totally wrapped around your body.
I'm showing Skid my app to confirm my fortitude save. 17.
You seem to be okay for the moment.
We had somebody ask about fortitude saves, about how, like, what they're for, why that's happening.
Yeah, I think,
and
like,
it's basically like if something bites you that could be like poisonous, that's when you roll a fortitude save. The idea is that does your body reject the poison?
And
if you get bit by a snake, you roll a fortitude save. You know, if you get bit by a spider, you roll a fortitude save.
It's almost like your vitality and your hardiness.
Right.
Yeah.
Your
and
constitution.
Dwarves, the constitution, basically. Dwarves, as you've seen in Lord of the Rings, are extremely hardy creatures. And the reason earlier in the episodes I tried to get brewing capabilities is because dwarves also drink a ton.
Yeah.
Just like me. And they can drink, so they could drink you under the table and keep on going for like 10 hours. So they have really high fortitude saves and checks, and
they get a bonus to
normally,
their con.
Yeah. So they normally pass.
So this thing did max damage, and it's grabbing you, but you don't feel any weird effects for the moment.
Other than being in a lizard's mouth and unable to get set free.
Just another day in the life. Gormley.
Am I considered in melee combat with that orc on the other side of the barricade?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Gormley is going to take a 5-foot step back, and then she's going to shoot her crossbow at the orc.
You take a -4 to that.
I know.
All right.
That is an 11.
That would be a miss.
Actually, it's not even 11. It's a 7.
It sails past. Hits one of the crenellated towers. Galabras, the hero of the party, as of late.
Galabras is going to drop his crossbow to his side. Pick up his mace.
Ooh. And spray
it. Swing it.
Get away! Get away! You nasty, filthy orc!
And swing it at this orc who is attacking Lord. And miss.
Boom! Hit the barricade.
Hit the barricade.
Splinters of wood fly up. Lork.
Lork is gonna. This thing's right up in his face now. He drops the longbow, draws the masterwork battle axe, and swings.
And
with
you're
all
a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's bigger than you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm coming. Yeah. We're both basically. Our fighting area is well over the size of this barricade.
Right.
You know, we're both in melee range. We're just like.
Rah! It looks like a child's gate you'd put on a door so they don't climb up the stairs.
Exactly. He swings at him. It definitely hits. Like 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
He gets 36 on the barricade. So that is a hit. And then he gets 16 points of damage.
Ooh,
with
ouch.
The Masterworks Battle Axe.
Describe to me what happens.
Like I said, the guy came right up in his face.
Right.
He screams, pouring rain. It's dripping down. He's got blood all over him. He's got his son's blood on him. He drops the longbow, draws the Masterwork Battle Axe off of his back, just pulls it straight up over his head, which is well over the barricade, screams, and just brings it down straight between the guy's eyes, right on top of his cranium.
Splits his head right in half.
Kills it.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, man. Just, I rolled a 10 on a d12 for damage. That is so exciting.
I mean, who's standing right next to you?
Galabras.
Galabras. You just see a man, a creature's blood, head get completely cleaved in two.
Blooded brains, like, fly all over me.
Covered in chunks of brain matter. Omast is struggling over there. He sees what's going on and is like, well, you know what? I'm going to draw this thing to him. So Omast does a full retreat.
So smart.
Back to the barricade, or at least as far as he can go back. And because he's doing a full withdraw, he does not provoke an attack of opportunity from the Beast Tamer. Now, what you didn't mention before in a full withdraw is you don't provoke the first attack of opportunity, but you would provoke other
attacks. If you ran by other enemies, they could attack you.
But you guys have killed all the other
everything
enemies.
Between him and us,
with exception of the lizard that is eating Barret.
So Omast runs up the blood-stained, muddy slope back to his companions.
Right, just running past orc corpses, back to his buddies.
Tripping over so many orc corpses.
Hoping to draw the Beast Tamer up towards you guys. Round 16! And it is, he's dead, so I can't have his turn. It is the Beast Tamer. The Beast Tamer looks around the battlefield, sees what's going on, and follows, because they're idiots, and gets as far as she can up to Omast, and is still about 10 feet away from him, and she chucks something at him. She throws a javelin.
Double move and javelin?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. That was a double move, so she cannot throw a weapon. So she just starts closing the distance.
Trudging up the slope. Blood of them.
Still holding a bag of heads. And, Lork, you can see from a distance, like, it's Steve.
Steve!
It's your old Steve-o. Buddy Steve.
Steve!
Steve-o! Oh, Steve.
Ah, Steve.
He always reminded you of Brent.
Your friend Brent.
And now it is Baron's turn, who is currently grappled.
So what can I do to get out of this?
You can roll an escape artist check. You can roll a CMB against its CMD to break the grapple.
-5, I think.
Or you can try to pistol whip it at a -2 to hit.
Escape artist it is.
Okay.
Skid will read. I'm confirming.
This is against his CM.
23 escape artist
against
check.
The lizard's CMD.
Yep.
Yes.
For escape artist.
Failed.
Oh. I failed.
It's a very
wait. No, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong guy. You succeeded. You're out of the grapple.
All right. Yeah. Whip. Whips out of it.
Yeah. Get this thing off of me.
He like peels the jaws of the thing off of his skin. Yeah. Like,
so can I move 5 foot now? To
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to take a 5 foot step back.
And your turn's over. That's it. Yeah, it's a standard escape action to escape.
So you basically like, get this thing off me. You throw it off, and it just like goes to bite you again.
Can I still swift action?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm gonna reload.
All right. So you step back, reload, and then it's right on him again.
Right. It goes right on you again. Jumps after you. I'm another 20.
Oh my!
Not even joking.
This thing is tracking you down for death.
Another 20, and
please don't kill me.
21 to confirm.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think, you asshole? Joe was just rubbing his hands.
It's crazy.
All right, it does 16 damage. Attempts to grapple you again. Oh, it. Yeah, it grappled 27 to grapple. It grapples you, so it just crit gets you right on your neck.
Thing is brutal.
Maybe inches away from your jugular to do 16 points of damage. And now it's grappling you again, and they need you to roll another fortitude save.
Oh. He rolls a 19.
Everything seems to be okay.
For now!
Baron says, gosh, I'm hurting a plenty.
He maintains an impressive calm while he's completely wrapped up in a death-dealing monitor lizard.
He's bleeding from the neck, and he still can come up with those one-liners.
I mean, this thing jumped on you like it was mad that you threw it off, and it is inches away from the jugular. And it's kind of interesting, after all you guys have gone through, this is actually the most brutal, I think, brutalization any of you have faced. Brutalization, what the fuck is that?
Brutality, Mortal Kombat.
Gormley, you're up, you son of a bitch.
So
finish him.
All right, if he's grappled Baron with his mouth, am I still considered in melee combat with it?
Yes.
Well, okay. he's in melee combat is the thing.
You should you're tackle, not in melee combat tackle it, the
but
lizard.
But you take the range penalty because he's mixed up with your ally.
But I could move without incurring an attack of opportunity is what I'm, asking.
Well, this is like advanced rules. So basically, the monitor lizard is grappling Baron right next to Gormley. Can Gormley get away without getting bit? If he bites, he releases him.
Right.
So well, I think the lizard should have the choice.
I think you make a decision, and then I decide.
No, it's a whole thing, because he's essentially grappling.
Right. You can always release a grapple as a free action.
Yes,
so,
right.
So it's up to you. He may release it and go after you, or he may give you the...
And if you take a 5-foot step, it doesn't matter. You don't incur. Well, but if you want to move further, it's your risk.
My thinking is that I'm going to go. Is that I'm not much use against the monitor lizard.
No,
and
no,
I'm
you're
going
not.
Terribly. So I'm going to get out of there. So either draw him away from Baron, or I'll get. I'm going to evil eye the beast tamer.
Okay. All right. So you bucked out of there. The lizard didn't flinch. Still just
stayed on Baron.
Sorry,
Baron.
Going on Baron's little neck. And you go to the other side and go to Evil Eye.
You can't. That's he moved more than 30 feet from where he
well,
was.
Well, move me 6 feet.
Move 25 feet.
And you within range of the woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And what is it, a will
14,
save?
DC 14.
Will save. She's got better will than her friends, but not enough.
Minus 2 to your AC for 6 rounds.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
It's got to be a bitch playing a witch as a DM, playing against a witch.
Oh, I play a witch, play against a witch, and
not only campaign, not only brutal. Because your monsters all get weakened, which is really frustrating, but because you have to do so much more math. Yeah, like for 9 orcs, like you're tracking all their AC.
It's
like
the bookkeeping,
right? The accounting. It's got to be so.
I'm sitting in ball soup right now because I'm sweating from
your brain power.
Just trying, like, what's the how many hit points this guy's got? Minus 2 AC. This is 15
or
orcs.
Ferocity.
Don't forget ferocity. God. All right, so now it is Galabras.
Galabras is going to, without any better options, take a shot at the Beast Mistress.
I'm so gonna die now.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, she's not in melee range with Omas.
Who else is hurt? Is anyone else hurt?
I mean, I'm pretty hurt, actually. I'm below...
I'm down 11.
I'm at 11.
Okay. So Labrys is just going to silently pray to Desna and channel positive energy to heal.
Come on, gold dice. Come on, gold dice.
4.
4 total? It's 2 dice.
Yeah, I know.
Son of a bitch!
I like that you have the channel sound effect ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. A couple, what'd you roll? 2 twos or 1?
I did, 2
three.
Twos.
The hard way.
2 through the hard way?
2 for the hard way.
Yeah. 7? If it was just craps, I'd be...
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know how craps works.
You'd be making 12 to 1.
7 hit points.
Actually, it's probably higher than that, but...
Wow, Lork. Lork, what are you going to do?
Please kill the
all of a sudden, Gormley shifts away, and then it becomes obvious to him. Like, he looks to his left. Now, with Gormley not there, he can see this monitor lizard basically eating Baron alive. He turns to his right. He looks over the barricade, and Omast is 5 feet away from this orc beast tamer who's, like, bearing down on him. He looks to the left, looks straight in front of him. He's like, Omast! And he goes to save Omast.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Grant was about to flip the table over with the map and everything. No, he'll move to the left. And
game over, man. Game over.
He will attack the open part of the whatever is exposed on the monitor lizard with his battle axe to try to, like, get its attention away from Baron.
Great. So what do you take for when it's grappled? You probably know better than I do.
I don't think there's any penalty.
No, the penalty is really
there's
just,
no penalty.
It's for range.
Like, Baron takes a minus 2 to his AC and loses his dex bonus to his AC, but you don't take any penalty because you're just attacking this foe.
Right.
That makes sense.
20 to hit.
20 hits.
Fuck.
19 damage.
Whoa!
Yes. Maximum damage.
Yes.
I'm sorry. 18 damage.
18 damage. Still alive and still
fuck.
Oh wow!
Well, at least I took its attention.
Fucked it up. You bloodied it, as they say.
I
cut open its flank.
I think everyone might want to take a shot at this lizard now.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew that this guy was like, the boss of the group? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's not that
of
crazy.
Of course, he is.
It's
he's
extremely hardy animal.
that is very dangerous with his weapons.
Why else would they have tamed him?
Omast hits the beast tamer, steps up, swings his great sword, and annihilates the beast tamer.
Yes.
13 points of damage against the beast tamer. And the beast tamer is also on its last legs, bloodied. But still above in positive hit points. Round 17, it is the beast tamer's turn.
Just want to go on record. This is the longest consecutive rolling round combat I've ever had. 17 rounds I've never played.
17 rounds.
In any game I've ever played.
Me, no, I hand waved a couple rounds. We were like around here, like, what do you. Actually, no, you were like, what do you do? I heal, I do this.
It was so one round. Yeah.
17 rounds.
So literally a couple rounds is all you hand waved.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now the orc, you see, she brings out a double axe and swings at Omast. Misses, and then on her second attack.
No,
with it,
no. She can't.
It's full attack action.
And she has quick draw?
She has, just trust me, she can go, she can.
Got it. With ferocity?
She's still above her. Okay. She has X amount of hit points left.
She's still conventionally alive.
and she hits Omast on the second swing as the axe comes around.
See,
again.
That's the kind of badass shit that I need to get Lork to is two physical attacks in one round. Yep.
Does 11.
Don't be so self centered all the time.
I'm trying to help you.
she just whoom, swings. Omast ducks out of the way, but then he's too slow on the draw as the double axe comes around and grazes him right off of his between his neck and his shoulder blade, and he takes 11 points of damage.
Oh.
And again, you can just see blood is coming out of this dude. Like obviously you've healed him, but he's beat up. And now it is Baron's turn, who is still grappled in the throes of grapple.
So my options are escape artist check or what else?
You could do CMB minus 5 against the CMD.
Oh, fuck that shit.
No, it's straight up CMB. Or CMB against CMD, or you could try to melee attack him.
I'm pretty sure if you are the grappled, you take a minus to your...
if you do CMB?
Yeah.
Huh.
Again with Skid.
Escape artist?
9.
Ooh.
Don't get out.
Still grappled. And it is the lizard's turn. And while grappled, it just does automatic damage. It does 7 points more damage. So when you're grappled, if you're the creature that is, or the person that is grappling someone else, and you maintain the grapple, actually, I got to roll to maintain the grapple first. Made it. Then you do automatic damage, and it's just your base damage for your.
Is it called constrict? Is that for this
no,
monster?
Constrict is something else.
It's a different kind of.
Like when if you succeed on a grab, you actually do damage. But when you have an opponent that you've grappled on the next round, if you maintain the grapple, you automatically do.
You don't have to roll
base
to hit.
Damage. Yeah.
Baron is unconscious
and dying.
Unconscious and dying. Yes.
Zero
in the grip of a monster
points.
Lizard.
Of health.
Oh no, you're staggered.
No. If you have zero, then you're not unconscious.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Great.
So this
you're in great shape.
So this lizard just did more damage, and Baron is like crumpling, and the lizard is still like.
Oh, it's so hideous,
and it's gross looking. Check out the Tumblr. Shit, Gormley.
I mean,
kill it.
Gormley has
kill it. Kill
Gormley
it.
Has to shoot the crossbow at the lizard.
Okay.
You take the minus 4. But
fair enough. What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
Go up there and punch it.
This is a tight
Or
tight
you can
window.
Hex it against hit rolls, but no.
Kill it. 10.
10 does not do it. Throwing everything against the wall, seeing what's going to stick. Galabras.
She'll cackle to extend all the hexes.
Okay, so it still has a minus 2 to attack, but as long as
it
it's
won't
grappled.
Matter if it stays grappled, then fuck. This thing is going to kill Baron.
Galabras, again. Is going to summon the divine power of his deity, Desna, channel positive energy, to try to heal what's left of our group.
That's a smart idea because the lizard is going to just keep doing damage on Baron, and a successful roll could kill him.
8. That's better.
That's great.
That's more than one die.
8 points. 8 points of healing. Baron is back to normal.
Lork, what do you got?
Lork is going to try to finish this thing off. This is like, this is so, I don't want to miss. I hate missing. 19 to hit.
hits the lizard.
Hits the lizard. He's just standing next to it, hacking at its like hind, its exposed
hindquarters.
Hindquarters as it's grappling Baron. Lays into it for 14 points of battle axe damage.
So this thing grapples Baron, does damage, and eventually Baron pushes it off, and then it really gets pissed, gets on again, grapples him, crits, holds on tight. Baron tries to escape a second time, it doesn't work. The thing bites him again, knocks him to the ground, knocks him unconscious.
Lork looks like he's chopping down a tree.
Galabras heals everybody. Baron comes to life just as you chop its head off and kill it.
Yeah! Release that bite now, bitch.
And then Omas steps up and swings at the Orc Beast Tamer. Critical threat on the Orc Beast Tamer for Omas. Critical threat.
Insane timing.
Does not confirm, but it's a definite hit. Kills the Orc Beast Tamer.
Oh my god. Ding phenomenal. Dong.
The bitch is dead.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Oh my. Now you hear the loudest sound you've heard yet. Hooves, horses, and everything.
Horses? Oh.
Yep. And all of a sudden, a bunch of Trunauen guards charge.
Yeah! Yeah! Erkenbrand!
Lork just holds his battle axe aloft, covered in blood and guts and orc brains and monitor lizard in kidneys, and he's just like,
Rah! You can see in the distance they're chopping down orcs on their way to break through, and there's probably half a dozen to a dozen of them that come storming through the portcullis. They jump off their horses, and some of them start retaking the towers, the two crenellated towers. They jump in there, and then a bunch of others start working on the broken portcullis. They're trying to fix it, trying to bring it down. You guys all have a moment to catch your breath. Is there anything you need to do while this is happening?
Stand up. Baron stands up, and he walks over to Lork.
He hates doing this.
And he looks up at his face and says, "You know I ain't got time to bleed." And that lizard took my time away from me. I want to thank you for getting it back. He then walks over to Galabras and says, "You're my huckleberry."
Lork says, "Baron, how about a pull on that whiskey?"
Baron says, "I'm going to do you one better."
He gives me a bottle cap?
Pulls the whiskey out with one hand, without taking out the cork, throws it at Lork, who I assume catches it.
Let me roll a reflex.
And then pulls two cigarillos out of his pocket, lights them both up after striking the match on the bottom of his boot, inhales, gets them smoking, and hands one of the cigarillos to Lork.
Is this, am I allowed to smoke this, Diab, or is combat still continuing? Because I'm not going to smoke for my round.
As this conversation is going on, three guards are sitting on their horse looking at you guys, and they're covered in orc blood and guts, and they're like, "What are you doing? What are you idiots doing?"
Lork flicks a cigarette away and gets back in action.
Drinking and smoking! You have to light the Hope Spring beacon!
Baron I forgot says,
already.
Baron says to the guards and his party, "Smoke them if you got them."
Yes, go smoke the Hope Spring beacon. You need to smoke that, you fools. Quick, run. And you've got to
is
like...
Is the Hope Spring outside of the gate?
It's outside of the...
That's what I thought.
Right, so you
thought.
Can... you notice just at this moment, a giant rock hits one of the towers and the other tower comes crumbling down. So you can either climb over that tower to get outside or go through the open gates. You can see maybe 100 feet away, a football field's length away, more battle going on. You can hear the battle cries now happening
outside
of the city.
So 100 yards or more outside of the city walls, there's battle. And Kirst is probably out there, right?
Kirst, you assume he's out there leading the charge. And you remember like when you were on top of that tower where you fought the guy, bum, 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 bum,
right,
the banging skull. The drum. You could see
Barracuda.
Rocks being thrown. You could see siege engines. You could see catapults and all that shit. But right now, as far as you know, you have saved the inner quarter.
All right.
But they're like, "You fool, stop drinking and smoking. Get to the Hope Spring Beacon now. Go. Get there. Get to the Hope Spring Beacon." What do you do?
I'll run to the.
Galabras goes over.
I mean, we can channel positive energy at a little jog.
No, we should not. You fucking asshole.
Yeah, no. Galabras runs over with the wand. He pulls out the wand of Cure Light Wounds from his cloak and uses it on Baron for 7 points. And you want another hit, I assume.
Yes.
Another 5. And I can do it again.
Yes.
9.
Oh, that's nice. A good one.
Yeah. Who else is hurt?
Lork is good. He's fully in the fight.
Omast is hurt. He comes up and he's got like his shirt wrapped up on his neck.
If you can,
you guys were great. You did amazing. I'm gonna go check out the triage tent. Make sure everything's all right there through the other gate.
A channel would probably.
No, we're good. We don't need a channel.
All right, fuck you.
You can take another wand hit.
I've only got. We need 2 left.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta save it.
Do you want the wand? I'll give you the wand again.
Yeah, that'd be great. Do we have any potions? You want to keep the wand?
No, fuck it. 7.
I am great now.
Omas was praising you, and he...
And he leaves?
He pats you on the back and says, thank you. Thank you for righting me. It's been a tough couple of weeks.
I'll grab his shoulder. Omas, you fought bravely.
We shall all remember this day. But the battle is far from won. Godspeed.
Omas, I begrudgingly respect you. Even though your breath smells like a pile of adult diapers drenched in paint thinner.
Perhaps someday we will share a drink together.
I grab Omas by the hand and I say, drinks are on me, motherfucker. Shots, 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 shots.
Oh, shit. That's just rude.
And Gormley takes Omas' face in her hands and plants a big, sloppy witch kiss on his forehead.
Yes! Yes! You guys know I have a problem with drinking, though. I'm going to go to the triage tent. So he hobbles off, and is everyone fully healed?
Yeah.
So do you make your way to the beacon?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to climb over the rubble of that broken tower. I don't know how people's climb checks are, or are you just going to go through the open gate and hope for the best?
Go through the open gate. Yeah, hope for the best.
All right, so you rush out of the open gate. Are you guys running, or are you kind of just moving cautiously?
Oh, we're at a light jog. Like I said, we're not going to get winded.
Right.
You're kind of just saving our energy.
You just see bodies everywhere.
Lork also grabs his longbow, by the way.
Lork, you're kind of
I grab my crossbow.
And the crossbow bolts.
Are the potions we took at the beginning of this combat still?
Well, that's Troy's guy. Well, he'll tell us.
Yeah, has it been 2 hours since we escaped Ceremony Hawk's house?
Between now and the Hope Spring Beacon, your potions will wear off.
All right.
So a full 30 minutes.
A full 30 minutes will...
Okay.
And it's been 2 hours since that point in the battle?
Since Ceremony Hawk.
Since Ceremony Hawk, yes.
All right. As Gormley casts Mage Armor before we leave.
Okay, so you recast Mage Armor. Okay, so you guys are rushing through. You just see bodies everywhere. Lork, you're kind of doing your own thing. You're very focused on this, but you can't help but notice from time to time out of the corner of your eye, you see dead friends.
Yeah.
You see coworkers. You see, like, shopkeeps. Like, good people that you bought your cheese and bread from every day.
Swords to plowshares.
You know, and, like, not only dead, but, like, their bodies have been desecrated. Like, half eaten at certain point. Like, really gross stuff. So you see this on the way to the Hope Spring Beacon. And then you, as you get closer, you hear the sound of rushing water. And you see the beautiful Hope Spring and the waterfall coming from the upper quarter down into the lower quarter. Because as you guys exit, remember, it was sloped down going outside of the inner quarter. So you're on a lower plateau as you head to the Hope Spring. So there's a waterfall coming down. And it's kind of beautiful for a moment, and you can see in the distance the pile of wood waiting for you guys to light it. There's battle all around you, but it's not anywhere near you. You are safe for the moment, and you get up to the wood pile for the beacon. It looks to be still intact and ready to be set alight.
Now, remind me, I'm sorry, why are we lighting this? Who are we
people
alerting?
People from outside of Trunau.
So there's other settlements of people that are allies that could help us?
Last Wall, Freedom Town?
People in Freedom Town are close enough to see the beacon?
Yes, that's the whole point of the beacon. They're strategically placed all over
I thought
over
it was just
Trunau.
Like the Trunauan guards that are outranging. But no, it's whole towns.
I mean, there might be some of that too.
Sure, but there's whole towns. Yeah. Okay.
And so the Hope Spring Beacon, you guys have already lit one, I believe, right?
Yeah, we lit one up by the commons.
Yeah, we saved Brynja.
Right, but then we got down in the inner quarter, and that one was destroyed.
And if you remember, I may be misquoting myself, but I think Kirst said, like, you've got to do all this, get to the Hope Spring Beacon.
Yeah, that's what
he
said.
That's the key.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
So you guys get there, and everything looks to be intact. Everybody roll a perception check.
15.
23.
7 for Gormley.
16. I forgot I'm level 3.
23.
Hello. So you guys get there, and Gormley is a little preoccupied with checking on Howie, the green-stink scorpion. But Baron, Lork, and Galabras notice on the wood there is a yellow-white powder coating the logs and stones of the fire pit.
Oh, no.
Can I do a craft alchemy check to see what that is?
Yeah, it's going to be poison. We're going to poison the whole area.
24.
It is some sort of alchemical substance that if you were to light this, it would explode.
Oh.
Y'all, this is a powder keg. I don't think we want to light.
Shit. Yet. You or have
could,
to light.
We could throw something.
I can spark. I can spark it from a distance.
How far?
How far can you throw a cigarillo?
30 feet.
So if we get Gormley to stand 30 feet away and spark it, the rest of us should stand 100 feet away to save ourselves.
That's smart. That's smart. So your range is 30 feet.
I can spark.
So you
it
could all stay
feet.
Outside of a 30-foot radius. You would say.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Wah, boom! A flaming boulder hits maybe 15 feet away from you guys and explodes, and you notice that it's very close to hitting like the wood pile. It's very close to hitting like the few remaining houses that are still standing outside the city, and it almost hit all of you guys. Boom! These flaming boulders are coming.
All right, Gormley says, back up! Back up!
All right, so we'll back up to outside of Gormley's range.
And Gormley, with her long fingernail fingers, snaps her fingers and shoots a spark flying at the wood pile.
You guys all see in slow motion this,
and then starts backing up
as the flame just kind of like a Stallone movie, and it hits the wood pile. There's a second, and then a gigantic green explosion of fire, like the fucking Battle of the Blackwater
wild
in Game
fire.
Of Thrones. Ba-boom! And you all just like, in an action movie, just fall backwards and land on your ass. And you're all unhurt. And the Hope Spring Beacon is lit.
Yeah! Well done, Gormley.
Nice job.
Gormley! Gormley!
I owe it all to Howie.
Couldn't have done it without Howie. Literally. Howie, however, is dead.
No!
Wait, no. In about a couple minutes later, as you guys are like gathering yourselves together, all of a sudden, more guards come up. You've lit them. Is everything all right? Is the inner quarter, is it safe?
Yes. We've cleared it out.
All right. We need to get to the barter stones. There are bombardiers, and you have to take out the catapult. And you guys remember that this is where you saw the giant throwing boulders, and you know they have a catapult over there, because even though you've secured the inner quarter, this is like the last siege engine they think they have. And they're fucking throwing boulders right into the city. So you guys have to go to the barter stones and eliminate the bombardiers and destroy their siege engine.
Okay.
Sounds great.
I think I'd rather rest.
There's no time for rest.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll do it. We'll take out the catapult.
Can't someone else do it?
There's no time. They're driving the giant. They're driving him out of town. You have to go over there and kill the bombardiers.
Lork hears this and immediately like his shoulders like tighten up, and he's just like,
point me to the giant.
And you guys, what do? Do you make your way to the barter stones?
Yeah. Lork wants to immediately start looking for giant tracks and follow where the giant is.
So you make your way to the barter stones, which are even further outside. I believe they're outside of the city walls. And so you go and you see these giant stones that are normally used as like an open air market is usually held atop these flat rocks. But as you get closer, you see all the stalls and shops have been completely destroyed in the orc raid. And now, in the background, behind the stones, you can see a catapult is just launching these flaming boulders. Lork, to your right, you see the largest footprint you've seen in 20 years.
Oh, shit.
And a trail of them that just kind of get mingled in the bodies and the blood.
Man, I love that!
And you can't see anything beyond the stones. And next episode, you gotta go see what's behind the stones.
Oh! I wanna know, just tell us right now!
All right, I'll tell you. Certain death.
You're such a dick.
You're a dick.
We're having a good time.
Fuck you, Joe.
He hates it.
Grant,
so much.
Grant, there's a term. It's called a born asshole. It's like someone who never had a chance
and
to
be an
asshole.
And you can chop all of this out later.
I'm just saying.
I keep it in, man. Start.
Let's start over.
Start, Troy.
No, I agree. Let's start over.
I think we should just roll.
Let's roll with this.
You know what? Guys, I think we need to raise your glass and a quick toast to episode 20.